I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Jewels, an independent dramedy that likes to use echoes from E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind without relying on commercialism to sell the movie. Ben Kingsley plays an old-timer in a Pennsylvania town who is surprised to find a UFO which crash-lands on his azaleas. He takes in the alien, and two of the town's residents, played by Harriet Sampson Harris and Jane Curtin, both see it and decide to name it Jewels. At least they think it's a boy. They're willing to help this alien fix his transportation home before the government can take him. Jewels has to have its cliches when Kingsley's daughter, played by Zoe Winters, finds out that he's been buying apples for the alien because he seems to enjoy them. Obviously, she thinks she's crazy, and she doesn't even have time to go inside the house to see the alien. But in a strange way, the movie has an effective and humorous aspect on the genre, and Kingsley does a good job adapting to it. Again, it doesn't rely on commercialism or wall-to-wall effects to tell an alien story, but rather on a specific target audience who would probably be in shock or feel awkward about seeing an alien sitting on their friend's couch, watching TV, and eating sliced apples. 3 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs down for the boring vampire movie, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, thumbs up for Heart of Stone with Gal Gadot being the reason this movie is watchable, thumbs down for the gross and unfunny raunchy comedy Strays with the voices of Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx, thumbs down for Blue Beetle, the latest DC film I'm 50-50 on, and finally thumbs up for Jewels, a good-hearted alien picture of Ben Kingsley being greeted by an alien who crash lands on his flowers. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.